With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Social Security Administration is partially backtracking on its plan to require in-person identity checks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The SSA recently announced it would require all new and existing beneficiaries to travel to a Social Security field office to verify their identity. After a public outcry, the agency made some changes to that plan. It now says people applying for Social Security disability insurance, Medicare, or supplemental security income who are not able to use the agency's website can complete their claim over the phone. But other SSA applicants will still be required to verify their identities at a field office starting next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The federal government has gone egg hunting abroad.
Germany, Italy, Poland, and Sweden are among the nations the Department of Agriculture has approached to address the shortage brought on by a bird flu outbreak, according to European industry groups. But supplying Americans with eggs would be complicated for foreign producers. Even if eager to share, Europe doesn't have many surplus eggs because of their own avian flu outbreaks and the growing domestic demand ahead of Easter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's president says Tehran has rejected direct negotiations with the U.S. in response to a letter from President Trump over its rapidly widening nuclear program. Tehran has offered the first official acknowledgement of how the country is responding to Mr. Trump's letter. Ukrainian officials say two people were killed when Russian drones attacked a military hospital, shopping center, and apartment buildings in Kharkiv late last night. A 67-year-old man and a 70-year-old woman died in the attack. This is SRN News. Faith-based food pantries feeling the pinch of the Trump administration's funding cuts and freezes.
Two Agriculture Department programs that assist schools and food banks are being reduced by at least $1 billion. As a result, food banks across the country, already strained by rising demand, say they will have less food to distribute. The church-based Trinity's Table in Charleston, West Virginia, told Reuters that their deliveries used to fill an 18-wheeler truck, but now they're receiving just a few boxes from the USDA. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Relief groups continue to provide assistance to residents recovering from deadly and destructive weather that recently struck Missouri and other states. Samaritan's Purse says it's working closely with local churches and officials to coordinate relief efforts. The Christian Humanitarian Agency is also responding to needs in Oklahoma, where wildfires destroyed nearly 100 homes. This is SRN News. Salman Rushdie is not slowing down despite a public stabbing attack 3 years ago.
Rushdie will be releasing a new collection of novellas and short stories this November 4th. They're his latest published works of fiction since being stabbed and hospitalized in New York in 2022. The attack blinded him in one eye and caused lasting nerve damage. The stories are set in India, England, and the U.S., all places the author has lived in. Rushdie, who published a memoir titled Knife about his attack last year, has described fiction as a sign of further healing and restored imaginative powers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
We get down to the Final Four at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament this weekend, and two teams punched their ticket on Saturday. It was the Florida Gators over Texas Tech, 84-79. Duke hammered Alabama, 85-65. Today it's Auburn versus Michigan State, and Houston taking on Tennessee. This is SRN News.